Aircheckdownloads.com.
1964 have been a great year for Gerry and the Pacemakers, of course, debuting with three number ones on the chart when they actually first started out. Gerry and the Pacemakers were the ninth best-selling artists of 1964, not surprisingly, but that one didn't actually make number one, letting the side down. It's called Ferry Across the Mersey, new version of which was out a couple of years back. Super Gold Network with a flashback countdown of Roger Day, and before that you heard Brian Paul and the Tremolos, who were a very hard-working band on the live circuit and been working for years before they had hits, which of course they'd started to have by 1965. They already had a number one indeed, and that was what part of their stage act. They used to do that, their version of the Browns, who had the original back in the 50s, American group The Browns, with a hard-to-get-hold-of record called Jimmy Brown. They called it Three Bells. Had a minor hit with it back at the Christmas 1964, stemming into January 1965. And that was then the Three Bells. Super Gold Network and one of the all-time pop classics in just a moment. Super Gold Network and the flashback countdown of January 1965 with Roger Day, your thinner record spinner. Although after the Christmas period, I'm not so thin, I have to be honest. Like you, I'm on a diet as well. Never thought I'd have to say that. The Righteous Brothers were battling it out of the charts with Cilla Black. Everyone thought Cilla Black, being an established artist she was, would have the bigger hit with it. But oh no, not to be so. The Righteous Brothers got to number one with You've Lost That Loving Feeling, and it's been in the charts three times since, if you count the current chart. Strange to see it there as well. Well, perhaps some people still have taste today. Always reminds me of that record of the old pirate ship Swingin' Radio London. Remember that wonderful Radio London they used to call themselves, didn't they? Big L. And I actually picked up the transmissions of that when they started back in 1964. It was a Christmas period, and that was records that were playing over and over. So I always associate that with the good old disc jockeys used to be out on there. Dave Dennis, Tony Windsor, oh, and a few others whose names have slipped my memory. Oh, yes. Was it Pete Brady? He was another one that came to mind. Anyway, lovely stuff, and I'm sure that record will be reissued for the next 20 years and still sound just as great. Best-selling album of 1965, who else? The Beatles. Beatles for Sale was the number one selling album back in 1965, but that didn't help them at all, really, because 1965's best-selling artists were The Seekers. Cliff Richard was at number two, Sandy Shaw was at number three, Rolling Stones at number four, Beatles were down at number five, probably because they didn't issue as many singles as the others, but when they did, they went straight to number one, of course. News-wise, what was happening around in 1965, Stanley Matthews, the first ever professional footballer to be knighted. Whatever next. And in Jakarta, Sukarno announces that Indonesia will be the first country to quit the UN. And in Britain, a two-week package holiday to the Costa del Sol would have caused a few eyebrows. It went up from £66.16 to £93.17, a lot of money in those days. Ronnie and Reggie Cray were remanded in custody on a charge of demanding money with menaces. Whatever happened to them? And Adam Faith cancelled concerts after being refused permission to play to multiracial audiences in Johannesburg, South Africa. The Super Gold Network, and we're about to get into the top 20 here with the top 20 from January 1965 after this. Well, Jim Reeves had been the best-selling solo artist back in 1964, not surprising with the number of records he had out, after his death, of course. And he didn't actually manage that in 1965, and that wasn't one of his biggest hits, hovering around the lower 20s there. It had been 18 the week before, in the last week of 1964. And it has gone down to number 20, where it hovered for a couple of weeks before dropping out. Jim Reeves, and There's a Heartache Following Me on the Super Gold Network. We're now into the top 20. And I'm Roger Day. My pleasure to be with you this first week. Willie Morgan's coming up a little bit later on. And, of course, we'll be going through the weeks and the years in the next few months and years together.
AircheckDownloads.com.